This is African Pod, and my name is Philip Nyakbo. I am the author of Absolute Radio, the inspiring true story of the first private radio in Ghana's Western region. African Pod is my podcast where I present analysis, groundbreaking interviews, documentaries, culture, business, technology, arts, sports, and everything I research and write about. This episode is about one of the most famous people in sports, born at the beginning of the Second World War. The man called Pele died at the end of December 2022, bringing the end to an era in world football history. I wrote an article about him and his legacy with the title Pele Ends an Era in World Football, and here's the article. Some of the most accomplished and famous individuals in world history are known only by just one name. A few examples are Michelangelo, Napoleon, Gandhi, Mandela, Oprah, Churchill, and Obama. The most famous name in world football history over many generations is also known by one name, Pele of Brazil. I was about to embark on a 700-kilometer road trip from Esperance to Perth in Western Australia when I heard on the news that the great Brazilian player had died at the age of 82. More than 7 hours on the road, and one of the recurring thoughts I had was that Pele's passing had ended an era in world football history. I couldn't help thinking that it is a testament to Pele's legacy that as famous as he was until the end of his life in December 2022, most people do not realize that his real name is Edson Arantes do Nascimento. I grew up in Ghana, a football-loving nation where everyone knew of Pele and his game. But it wasn't until I worked as a journalist in a radio station in Ghana's Western region that I learned of the name Edson Arantes do Nascimento. I wrote a book in 2022 called Absolute Radio, in which I describe the passion for football shown by the sports team at the radio station. One of the excellent presenters at the time, Kojo Frimpong, was outstanding in the way he ran commentary on live football matches on air. Beyond his vivid descriptions of the live action on the field, he would offer deep background material about the match, its history and legendary players in a way that provided a 360-degree appreciation of the beautiful game. It was during one of his football commentaries that Kojo Frimpong said, "This man plays like Edson Arantes do Nascimento, better known as Pele from Brazil." It was early 1998. Kojo Frimpong was on air reporting the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Burkina Faso, and that is when he dropped the name. He mentioned it with style, respect, and panache. He explained that once a while, a skillful move on the field is a reminder of the level at which the great Pele played the game. I made a mental note and later confirmed the fact for myself. Pele's impact on world football is incalculable. He is admired for his skill, speed, and ability to score beautiful goals. That is how he led Brazil to 3 World Cup victories. The man earned a legacy so timeless. Every iconic move and dribbling on the field is synonymous with Pele. That is why every outstanding player is compared to Pele. Messi, Ronaldinho, Portugal's Ronaldo, and Mbappe of France, and thousands of others. They are all measured frequently against Pele's extraordinary style, skill, and ability. Generations of football players became great players only because they set out to play like Pele. It is all the more impressive because Pele had not played competitive football for about half a century before his death. All the active professional players around the world were born long after Pele stopped playing, and yet they all looked up to him for inspiration. Abedi Ayew, a great Ghanaian footballer who captained the national team, the Black Stars, became known as Abedi Pele because of how well he played. Pele is probably the singular reason why football is described as the beautiful game. No wonder that Pele attracts universal appeal and recognition. The International Olympic Committee named Pele as Athlete of the Century, while Time magazine celebrated him as one of the 100 most important people of the 20th century. In his own biography, Pele said it took him some time to fully process the extent to which his skill as a footballer moved millions of people around the world. He visited many countries with a focus on Africa. Later, he took time to reflect on his travels. He said his travel experience changed not only his views of the world, but also his discovery of how the world perceived him. I listened to a podcast recently in which Robert Breedlove discussed the concept and importance of the number zero in mathematics. He points out that zero as a number has no substitute because it is essential to all modern science and calculus. "You are not going to invent a new zero," said Robert Breedlove. I thought Breedlove's statement is a perfect analogy about the importance of Pele to the history of football. Pele's time, his place, and what he did can never be replicated. The world will never see another Pele. That is why Pele would always be special. That is why, to Brazilians and the global world of football, the smiling and electrifying athlete would always be King Pele, the king of football. My name is Philip Nyakpo, and thanks for listening to African Pod. Subscribe to African Pod on any podcast platform of your choice and check my website, nyakpo.com.au, where you can find details of my book, Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio can be obtained from all online bookstores, including Barnes & Noble, Amazon and Apple. Just search for Absolute Radio Book by Philip. The groundbreaking book is available in multiple formats, including paperback, ebook, and as an audiobook. Thank you for listening to African Pod.